So I want you to think for a minute of the human brain as an onion and picture four layers inside the onion. These are functional layers, not anatomy. They're functional. So abstract and concrete thinking exist in the outside layer called the cortex. Animals don't have that abstract part, but we can do fairy dust. You know, the concrete part says, where's the exit? Right. The next layer is the limbic area, which is about emotionality. So, oh my God, there's a fire. Right. The next layer in is the midbrain, which is reactions. So, oh my God, there's a fire, you're up out of the chair. And the last part, which is down at the bottom of the brain, is about reflexes. And that part is what triggers the fight or flee system. You know. So choice resides in the cortex. Once you get out of the cortex, you're not making choice, you're reacting. You're responding, and that the content of your individual response will depend on your life's journey. What have you been through in your life? How were you born? What was your mother going through while she was carrying you? Because that affects your brain and the circuitry that you carry. But you can change it. You know, you inherit the switch settings, the DNA switch settings of your parents at the time of conception. But you can change. Those are on and off switches for the 21,000 genes that make stuff. You inherit that, but you can change it. And we do change it. Those switches change spontaneously until something gets in the way. And it always moves positively if it's working and nourished appropriately. One of the things I can depend on is if I do my work, people get better. I don't have to create better. That's where it moves. It's a wonderful piece of knowledge. We're a design. They just found pre-human ancestors in a cave somewhere in off of Thailand, I think, or Indonesia, maybe. But it's 800,000 years old. You know, this design has come a long way and evolved, and it always evolves. Darwin was right. It evolves to be successful in that the successful ones lived to have children and passed those genes on. The other ones died out. So we are hardwired. The design is hardwired for curiosity, flexibility, and optimism.